the participants that fought in the Goliad campaign were as different as their cultures and their homelands. When Texas rebelled from Santa Anna's government in the fall of 1835, the Texan colonists called on their neighbors in the United States to come and assist them in their cause of liberty and freedom. Volunteer companies were organized in small towns across the American South and Midwest in places like Alabama, Louisiana, and Georgia. These units raised their own weapons, purchased their own equipment, and like the Alabama Red Rovers here, had the local ladies in the community get together in sewing groups and sew specially made clothing or uniforms for them to wear. In the Red Rovers case, you'll see the red hunting frock that Private Hamilton here is wearing. That is how the Red Rovers got their name, from the color of that frock. Most of the Texans that fought in the Texas Revolution, matter of fact, all of them, were volunteers. They came to the Army on their own, and they left the Army on their own. The soldados in Santa Anna's Army and General Urrea's Army didn't have such an option. The Mexican soldiers, for the most part, were conscripts. Does anybody know what a conscript is? In this particular case, these men were drafted into the Mexican Army to serve for 10 years at a time. They were issued nice uniforms like our soldado private here has, based on European clothing, but they were also usually poorly fed and poorly equipped for campaign and fighting in the wars. The Mexican soldier primarily were Indians or mestizos, which was a mix of Indian and Hispanic blood. They marched everywhere they went, and in this case they marched from San Luis Potosí all the way to San Antonio in Goliad, Texas. They were frequently never paid, but nevertheless, despite all these obstacles that were presented to them, the soldiers in the Mexican Army fought as equally in bravery as as the Texan forces did in the campaign. The Tejanos, who fought in the Texas Revolution, again came with divided loyalties to support the concept of a free and independent Texas or to remain loyal to Mexico. Tejanos from San Antonio and Goliad fought in companies with Colonel Juan Seguin at the Battle of San Jacinto and at the Alamo for Texas independence, while in the Goliad campaign, local Tejano ranchers under Carlos de la Garza fought effectively for Santa Anna's forces. Goliad is a unique and special place in Texas history. It spans the gamut of everything that encompasses Texas, from its beginnings to its future. And part of that history is a period in 1836, in which humans got together and created in a unique chapter in Texas history, which we'll talk about a little later. From this, we've got a battle cry called Remember Goliad. And it means more than remember the battle. It means remember a wonderful and unique community in our Texas history.